You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com. I'm joined by T.R. Sullivan of MLB.com, who covers the Rangers. It's been a hellish 12 months for the Rangers, T.R., now as we go into opening day. Have expectations been lowered, given all that's happened in the last year, given the injury to Yu Darvish? How have expectations changed for John Daniels' ownership, et cetera?
The Rangers still think they can contend, Richard. They still believe that this team is good enough to compete in the American League West. I think, obviously, other people's expectations are much lower. The Rangers are not considered to be the favorites by anybody. So they're back into a situation where they were 5 or 6 years ago, where people are overlooking them. Now, they may have good reason to, given what's happened to Yu Darvish, given what's happened to last year. The Rangers believe they have a contending team. Their pitching is good enough. And if Prince Fielder, as we talked about last week, he's the big key on this team. If this guy has a big year in the middle of that order, he can really make this offense go, and they'll have enough pitching to contend.
Jeff Banister getting his first chance to manage in the big leagues after serving as Clint Hurdle's right-hand guy in Pittsburgh and a long career in the minor leagues, a Texas native. What have you been impressed about watching Jeff Banister do his thing here in this first spring?
Very straightforward, very honest, good baseball man, good career resume. They've run a good camp. Things have run smoothly, even given with the injuries to, you know, Darvish and, you know, Shin-Soo Choo had some arm issues in camp. Overall, it's been a well-run camp. So everything has gone smoothly as far as the transition to the new manager. Very well-respected in the clubhouse. Of course, the bell hasn't rung yet. We've got a few days to go before, you know, the season starts. And, you know, he manages his first game for real and has to make all the moves based on winning the game and not getting the team ready for the season. So that'll be a little different. But so far in spring training, he has been impressive with everybody, just his demeanor, his preparation, and his leadership has been very, very solid.
Speaking of leaders, Adrian Beltre is the third baseman. I look at the infield of Beltre, Andrus, Odor at second, Prince at first. I think this infield is as good as any in baseball. How would you look at it? And I know what you're going to say, if Prince is on the field, I agree with that. But let's just presume they're healthy. How good is this infield?
Well, like we talked about last week, Richard, Elvis Andrus is, you know, very solid at shortstop. He's coming to camp, you know, really positive, you know, feeling a lot better about himself and a lot more prepared for the season than last year. Adrian Beltre is Adrian Beltre. You know, he's one of the best third basemen of all time, solid defender, dangerous at the plate, a little bit older, you know, always a question mark how much he's going to be able to hold up, but still, you know, he should be fine at third. You know, the kind of a wild card guy is Rougned Odor, their second baseman. Great talent, great demeanor, fiery kid, kind of rushed to the big leagues last year, a little bit rough around the edges, still needs some polish. You know, right now he's batting ninth in the lineup, you know, or maybe eighth, depending on how Jeff Banister wants to do it. But you never know with this kid. If he has kind of a breakout year, he could have a much bigger impact at the plate than people realize, because he can swing the bat. He's got some offensive tools.
And one of the things you and I have talked about since we started doing these podcasts is the depth of quality starting pitching. Not proven. You know, Nick Martinez is not proven. Nick Kepish is not proven. Anthony Renato is not proven. But they have a lot of arms to choose from. I mean, and I know maybe it's spring training optimism, but I can see in my mind how this is a very competitive rotation going forward. But you know, obviously we don't know. What's your read on the Rangers' rotation going into the season now?
Yeah, again, Richard, it's something we talked about last week. You brought up Alex Gonzalez. You know, in past years, this is a guy they would have pushed into the starting rotation. You know, it's only been in the professionals for 2 years. But, you know, this guy's got great talent. But they don't have to do that this year because they like a Nick Martinez. They like Nick Kepish. You know, Ross Detweiler, you know, has pitched very well in camp. So they've got, you know, Anthony Renato. They've got guys that can, you know, fill the spots in the rotation where they don't have to rush a guy like Alex Gonzalez. So I think the Rangers did a pretty fair job of amassing more pitching talent and more pitching depth than they have in the past.
And another spot that is changing is the catching position. How do you see Chirinos? Has he answered the questions so far? And is Carlos Corcoran going to start? Are they going to start the season with two? And is Carlos Corcoran the other guy?
Well, they went into camp with Carlos Corcoran being the backup to Chirinos. Now, Chirinos is a former infielder, converted to catcher, very athletic, great arm, led the league in throwing out base stealers last year. He's worked really hard on you know, handling the pitching staff, calling games. Really worked hard with Hector Ortiz, their outstanding catching instructor. And this kid is developing into a very good defensive catcher. You know, the bat's still a question mark. Same with Corcoran. You know, these guys don't have a great history of big offensive numbers. But if you look around baseball, Richard, you'll see that this, you know, not a lot of teams are just loaded at catching. I think this is, you know, this position is really down all across baseball. So I think with the Rangers, with these two guys, have it handled as well as any team in the game or in the American League. You know, obviously you'd love to have Salvador Perez or Buster Posey or Russell Martin, but not many people have that. So I think what the Rangers have is as good as anybody or good as most teams.
And are you confident that Mitch Moreland, if he's healthy, is going to have a bounce-back year and that he has answered all the questions the Rangers had about him and that he is the DH?
Nobody's really sure about Mitch Moreland. You know, he's a big key in this lineup. You know, he's had some good offensive numbers in the past. He's had a lot of injuries. You know, nobody really is sure what they're going to get with Mitch Moreland, but what the Rangers would like for him to do is just stay healthy for the whole year, and if he does that, they'll take their chances.
Yep. Great stuff. You know, I don't know that there's a team in baseball that you can see. You can look at the Rangers and see 90-plus wins. You can look at them and say, well, if this goes wrong and this goes wrong, 90-plus losses. And we're glad you're there to chronicle it. Great stuff as always, TR. We'll talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.